For the first time in 6 months, Hamas has released a video of one of the Americans held hostage in Gaza. He is Hirsch Goldberg Polan, and his parents want him home. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more from Tel Aviv.
24-year-old Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polan looks straight into the camera, seemingly under duress, denouncing Israel's government for the war in Gaza. He's missing part of one arm. It was blown off in the Hamas-led attack on a dance party on October 7th, before he was captured. His father, Jonathan Polan, says it was overwhelming to watch.
We're relieved to see him alive, but we are also concerned about his health and well-being, as well as that of all of the other hostages and all of those suffering in this region. And we're here today with a plea.
A plea to all those negotiating a hostage deal, the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar, as well as Hamas and Israel.
Be brave, lean in, seize this moment, and get a deal done to reunite all of us with our loved ones and to end the suffering in this region.
His mother, Rachel Goldberg, added this.
And Hirsch, if you can hear this, we heard your voice today for the first time in 201 days. And if you can hear us, I am telling you, we are telling you, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
In Jerusalem, protesters demanding a hostage deal scuffled with police near Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence. The Hostage Families Forum issued a statement saying, quote, Hirsch's cry is the collective cry of all the hostages and a warning that time is running out. President Biden's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, says the FBI is examining the hostage video.
This is an innocent young man being held hostage by a terrorist organization, and he should be released immediately without condition and without delay.
Sullivan calls this a priority for President Biden, who on Wednesday met with an American child who had been held captive by Hamas. Abigail Erdan was released in a previous hostage deal. The U.S. blames Hamas for stalling negotiations on a new one. Meanwhile, Israel's defense minister is vowing to pursue Hamas everywhere in Gaza until all 133 hostages are released. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.